This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker. The city of Boston is taking a big step forward into big data. Mayor Marty Walsh signed an executive order last night to make the city's data from various city departments available to the public.
That means information such as restaurant inspections, emergency response times, crime statistics will be publicly available on the web. For a look at what this means for the city, we turn to Harvard University professor Stephen Goldsmith. He's the director of the Data Smart City Solutions Project at Harvard, which studies how local governments are using big data and civic engagement technology. And welcome to the program. Good to have you, Stephen Goldsmith.
Thank you so much.
Give us a sense of the significance of this. How does public access to this kind of data help a city and its citizens?
Well, Boston has had in recent years a number of important technological steps. And I think what Mayor Walsh has done is make it an integral part of the city's policy and make a clear statement that the public has a right to get to its own data. It has a right to get to its information in a transparent way. I think what this means is several things: more information to citizens and the way they handle their daily lives, more information available to those who want to use transparency to, as a way to ensure integrity and sound investment of public dollars. And in many cities, including Boston, there is a very active tech group, a hacking group, that would like to use the data to produce higher quality services available for individuals as well. So I think it's good news across the many boundaries of city government.
Hmm. Now, I understand this sort of open data movement is up and running in a big way in other cities, San Francisco, New York, Seattle, to name just three. How are cities like these using data that's posted for public use?
Right. Well, a little bit depends on how the data is utilized and how the data is visualized, right? So opening up the data is the first step, and there are several other U.S. cities that have done this, starting with New York City some time ago with Mike Bloomberg. But what Boston brings is a very active kind of tech movement that can well utilize that information. The keys here are involve the public in what's released. Mm-hmm. Visualize the data well, right? I mean, so opening up a lot of data that's meaningless is not good. So how is the data visualized? How can you see what's happening to your budget? How can you see important performance data? So the way that the information rolls out is important. Justin Holmes, the interim CIO of the city, will be releasing a policy statement soon. The city council has an ordinance that was introduced yesterday. I think this is all good news in terms of integrity and accountability in government.
You mentioned that, or you suggested that, you know, the way this data is used, I mean, sort of depends on how people are, to what extent people are able to analyze it. I mean, does this move toward open data require that average citizens perhaps educate themselves about what's available there and how to read the data?
Well, I think there's a range of uses here, right? I mean, so an investigative reporter may want to use the information for one purpose. A mm-hmm. blogger who wants to make sure that contracts are let in a fair and honest way may use it for another purpose. But a person who wants to find out what time their school bus arrives might use it for a different purpose. So I think the goal here is as much data as possible released in a meaningful way in areas where the public cares about and visualized and understood in ways that the average citizen of Boston can make use of it. All of those pieces would come together in a very coherent policy.
And Stephen, let me ask you about privacy concerns to the extent that there might be privacy concerns. The executive order calls for the city's chief information officer to issue a policy about non-public data, such as health or educational records. How can the city make sure that they're not releasing information that violates the privacy of its residents?
Well, this is a very important issue, and it's not one that's easily resolved. I thought it was very important that the mayor included this explicitly in his order, right? So obviously your question and the balance here is, how does information get released that helps the average citizen accomplish their daily lives better, but not in a way that provides individual information to somebody else, right? So you're looking at aggregate information, you're looking at anonymous information, and you need to make sure that the information that the city has is secure and safe. And working through those, there are some trade-offs that are necessary, and I guess the best way to say it simply is there are two important issues here. One's transparency and one is privacy. They butt up against each other, and the way that they are compromised, the way they're organized, and the way they're assured is very important activity of the city of Boston.
All right. That's Stephen Goldsmith. He's a professor of government at Harvard Kennedy School, director of the Data Smart City Solutions Project at Harvard. He was talking about Boston's move into making big data public to the citizens of Boston. Stephen Goldsmith, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, sexual violence on campus, this time at Harvard, where a female student alleges that the university discouraged her from reporting a sexual assault. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.